Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Chatting from the Word Podcast with your host, your brother, Oscar York. Again, I am so delighted to bring you this podcast every day at this time to encourage you and encourage your living for Jesus Christ. You know, we need encouragement sometimes because sometimes this life gets hard for us that are truly trying to make a difference for the Lord, truly trying to stay on the path, the straight and narrow path, as Jesus may call it, with the world involved in the things that it is involved in. It makes it very hard for us at times, but the catch is we that are Christians, if we truly love the Lord, those times are very minor, because we must recognize that it's just for a little while. It don't last for long. And this is what Paul said. Paul said in 2 Corinthians. Paul said this in 2 Corinthians 4. And I believe we said that the other day on our morning show. That sometimes this life sometimes gets tough, but it's just for a little while. For Paul said, for a light affliction, which is but for a moment, working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. You know, that's something beautiful. We may not look at it as beautiful, we that are looking at the physical, but we that are Christian, we look deep. We look at the spiritual. And being the fact we look at the spiritual, we look beyond the chaoses and the problems and the setback and the situations that life has coming towards us, and we count that, as Paul said, as done, so because we have won Christ. See, we count things like that as nothing because we recognize the love of Christ, that the love that Christ has for each and every one of us. Again, it's just a good thing just to be encouraged to keep on the good fight of faith. And again, we are looking for sponsors to sponsor us, to sponsor this show and the show that we do on Mondays. We are just asking whatever you can give, if it's personal, every month, and if it's a congregation. We're asking for $200, if you can't meet $200, but whatever you can give on a monthly basis would be very much appreciative. So please, if you can, put us in your budget. Right now, I know lots of people are suffering out there, although we had just talked about how sometimes this life is hard, and as Christians, we need to just recognize it and keep smiling for the Lord. But sometimes we are met with situations where we need to pray. Sometimes it's just a good thing just to get on our knees, those who can, and just pray to the Father and just have a talk with him. So at this time, we're going to talk with the Father. Will you pray with me, please? Our Father, our great God, Father, we recognize that you the Almighty God. Father, we recognize that you said, let there be light, and there was light. Oh, Father, we thank you for the light of the world, which is Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for allowing the light of the world, which is Jesus, to come down on this world and to die on Golgotha, on Calvary Mountain, that we, through his unselfish act, dying on the cross, may have salvation. Oh, Father, we pray that we may encourage one another. We pray that the message on my heart may encourage those that are truly trying to live for the Lord. We hope and pray, Father, that they may be encouraged today. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. Call in. Call in. If you want to be a part of the show, call in. Our call-in number is 657-383-0883. Call in if you want to ask questions on topics that we have been teaching on or discussing on the past. You can do that. If you have a new question that you want to ask, you can do that. If you want me to pray for you here on the show, we can do that. If you just want to talk with your host here, you can do that. Again, the call-in number is area code 657-383-0883. That is the call-in number. But as always, before I go any further with the lesson, go get your Bibles. Go get your Bibles so we can discuss the Word of God together, and so that you can see that what we are discussing is in the Word of God. If you haven't gotten your Bibles, go get your Bible. We're going to give you time. We're going to give you that time. The call-in number, again, is 657-383-0883. As I always say at this time, I tell people, get your Bibles. I enjoy bringing lessons to you every day at this time at 2 o'clock, and hope and pray that if you're not joining us today, maybe tomorrow, we're on every day. We are on every day, and you can call in anytime you want to. We provide that time for you to call in and to discuss things with us, what's on your mind, or if you have questions that you want to ask, you can even ask them then. So call in. Again, the call-in number is 657-383-0883. All right, if you have your Bible, why don't you turn with me to 2 Peter, I believe. 2 Peter. 2 Peter 3. And we're going to probably read the whole chapter. And again, I believe that this chapter is encouragement. That's why I call it encouragement. And today I just want to encourage you to continue to have your faith in the Lord, to continue to keep on keeping on. Do not faint, but keep up the good fight of faith. So when Christ do come, one day he's coming back. And I have faith, and I know that he's coming back, regardless how long it may take. And this is what Peter's talking about here, that he is coming back, and when he's coming back, he comes back as Lord and as King to judge the world. And I hope and pray that we that are walking by faith continue to walk, we that walk in the Spirit to continue to walk in Jesus, so when he comes back, if he doesn't come back in our lifetime, but when he comes back, he may find us doing his will. So please, if you have your Bibles, quickly get your Bibles and turn with us to 2 Peter 3. Here Peter says, this second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire, against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but longsuffering to us, who are not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, when heaven being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that we look for such things, be diligent that we may be found in him and of him in peace, without spot and blameless. And account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also with other scriptures unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. I want to this afternoon talk about encouragement. Because many of us, to be honest with you, we do lose heart. Many of us, we lose faith. If you're honest with yourself, sometimes we get so restless and we're wondering when he's coming back. When he's coming back for his people, how long will it take? I'm suffering down here, some of us may say. When are you coming back? But my faith and our faith and those are in Christ Jesus' faith should be the fact that he's coming back, because he said that he's coming back. That's all the encouragement I need right there. But here Peter takes it to another level. Peter takes it deeper because he goes on the past and what happened in the past. Isn't that what Paul said, things that are written aforetime was written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures may have hope. Paul said we can look back at the past and recognize the sincerity and the love of God. Isn't that something to think about? Isn't that something to recognize? That because of the past, we know Well, I shed a doubt that the Lord is coming back. Just imagine those that are living in old times and those prophets that prophesied about Jesus coming. Look how long they waited, thousands of years, for Jesus to come. But he came. Well, we must recognize that we serve a God that is from generation to generation. He works through generations. And that's what we must understand about our Father. He just don't work 1 or 2 or 3 days in our time. But we serve a God that is all eternal. In other words, we serve a God that have always been here and will. So it's no need for us to lose faith that he's coming and not coming, because he is coming back. And this is what Peter in 2 Peter 3 wants us to recognize. He's coming back, but on this recognition, Peter gives us a reason why he may be taking this time and have not came back yet. So we want to read a few of those scriptures that say that. In verse 4, he says, and seeing what is the promise of his coming. He said, many are going to question why he hasn't came yet. But since the Father fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Many of us can say that today. Many of us have seen our grandparents die, have seen our parents have died, but Christ has not came yet. And then he said in verse 5, for this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. As you said, he goes back to the past to let you know how almighty God is. Not only did he do that, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished. Don't you remember the flood? Noah and the ark? It rained for 4 days, 4 nights. It flooded and killed everyone that was not inside the ark. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Let me read that again, because most don't understand that. But here, Peter in verse 7 says, but the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. In other words, God's going to take care of the ungodly people. They have their time that they're going to be in reserve, just like we would not too long ago, we were talking about the rich man and Lazarus. And we said the rich man in hell, he lifted up his eyes. In other words, he was in that reserved place for those that are going to be going to hell. He was suffering, my friend. So God knows how to take care of the ungodly. See, those things, we know we don't need to worry about the ungodly. Let God take care of that, because God said, vengeance is his. I will, he said. I will repay. What we need to do as Christians to keep our faith in him and keep our heads looking up to heaven, waiting for his return. No, we don't know when he's going to return, but we know he's going to return. If we know he's going to return, he might return right now as I speak. Who knows? He might return tonight. Who knows? He may return tomorrow. Who knows? But the catch is, we that are Christians, we that expect his returning, need to be ready. Well, I know this, I said this is an encouragement. It is. We need to be ready, and we need to stay ready for his coming. And Paul, Paul says this, and I know y'all say, oh, he's always getting Paul. I love the writing of Paul. And turned with me to, I believe it was 2 Timothy. And Paul says this in 2 Timothy. And I believe the verse, the chapter is chapter 4, beginning with verse, let's begin with verse 5. Paul said, "But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry." Here he's talking to his son in the faith, in the gospel, Timothy. And he says, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." That's why I love Paul. Paul was an encourager, wasn't he? Here, he's getting ready to face death. But he knew he had fought a good fight. He knew he was getting ready to finish his course. He knew he had kept the faith. That is something beautiful for a Christian man, a woman, boy, girl, to say when they are at the end of their life to know that they have kept the faith. And that is the most, that is the thing we need to do today, my friend. Keep the faith till the end. Problems is coming. We're going to have problems as long as we are in this body, as long as we in this world. But the thing we must do is remember the love that the Lord has for us. Come in. Remember the Lord.
Marcia?
Marcia?
Marcia. She's in the bathroom.
Okay. But remember the love that the Lord has for us. It's an encouraging love, if you ask me. A love to help us to keep the faith. So keep the faith until he comes. Like I said, we don't know when he's coming. But Peter says in our verse, we're going back to the 2 Peter 3, and Peter says this. Peter says in, he says in verse 9, he said, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." Let me go above that and read verse 7. "But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but long suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." I believe in that statement, Peter is giving a reason why the Lord is long suffering. He's given a purpose why the Lord is long. He's long-suffering. He has not come back because he is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He wants all to change. He wants the whole world, if the whole world changes, turn to him. You know, that's one thing that I've said on my show, on the YouTube, on this show. It'd be a great thing as we at the body of Christ can take the world for Jesus Christ, because when Christ died on the cross, he died so the whole world can be saved. That the whole world can be in the body of Christ, so that the whole world can be one in Christ Jesus. And then he says here, he said, but then the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Sure. When he comes, a lot of people are going to be surprised. Peter says he's going to come like a thief in the night. And when thieves break in your home, you'll know when he's coming. We know when he comes, we just knew he had taken things that's dear to us when he do come. No, we don't know when a thief is coming. We don't know, but the only thing we know is when we go home, our door has been broken into, our things have been taken, our TVs or jewelry or whatever we may have. But we just don't know when a thief is going to come and steal and rob from us. None of us know. But this is what Peter said when Jesus comes. He said, but then the Lord will come as a thief in the night. You're not going to know what hour he's coming, but we know he's coming. And for us in the Lord, it's a good thing to have the insurance that we are in Jesus Christ. See, that would help us out a whole lot. To have that insurance, be assured, well, that's the insurance, I mean, of course, to be assured also in Jesus Christ. So when he comes, we as Christians, we don't know when he's coming. No. But just like that person whose house gets robbed, if they had insurance, something that would ensure them that they would get compensation of the things that were stolen from them, maybe they would feel a lot better. But we as Christians, we can stand as sure on the foundation of Jesus Christ. If we stand and stay steadfast on that foundation, we can be assured that when he comes back, he's going to take us on home with him. Isn't that good assurance? Not insurance, but good assurance to know. We may not know. None of us know. We don't know when he's coming. It can be 1,000 years from now or 1,000,000 years from now. But we that are Christians, we know for a fact that he's coming because he said he was coming, and we serve a God that cannot and won't lie. Because as Tina said, you look back in the past, when he say he's going to do something, he does it. He does it. So the best thing we can do as Christians, as those that are in the body of Christ, is to stay steadfast and stay in the Lord. Oh, I must admit, sometimes life can throw us many curveballs, and it gets hard to stand for the Lord sometimes. I've been battling some curveballs myself in my life. Sometimes I feel like giving up. But I remember the words of the Lord, don't give up. I remember the words of Paul, fight the good fight. I remember the words of Peter here. He is long-suffering. He is long-suffering. So I hope and pray this afternoon I have encouraged you to keep it up for the Lord, to say stand fast, because he is coming back, and when he comes back, he's coming back for the body, the church of Christ, no doubt. We're going to end it here. We're so glad that you've joined us on today and for this lesson. Will you pray with me, please? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, Father. We thank you for this day. We thank you for the bountiful blessings that you have brought our way. We thank you for your son, Jesus, who bled and died in Calvary Mountain, that we, through his unselfless act, can have salvation. Father, we pray that everyone have a good day and a wonderful day, Father. And Father, if you should send Jesus back down for us, we hope and pray that we be ready to go with you, even if it's this evening. So Father, we ask that to be with us, guide us, keep us in care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As always, I thank you for chatting with me on this day on Chatting from the Word. Everyone, have a wonderful, wonderful day.